Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Note. We continue the 30 Days of Lore for the Elfpunk Married to Cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactium. Today we're starting off with what the world is now, and a primer on what I consider Elfpunk Married to Cyberpunk is. The basics of the genre is fit somewhere in the hybrid genre model. Cyberpunk is near as future science fiction, dancing with noir and concepts of advance, but not too far gone technologies. Elfpunk takes the concept of urban fantasy and runs them through a coating of high fantasy and noir. I wouldn't know the exact genre label I'd use for the setting of Draco Artifactium, but it sits somewhere between noir, high fantasy, and near future science fiction, so I use these two subgenres as my basis. Manta isn't our world, but its history is similar to ours. The presence of magic in advanced races extend out some of the time periods, as longevity and extraplanar forces prevented the constant changing of society our human lifespan permits. Despite this, technology and society do march forward, and new ideas, concepts, and philosophies happened across the four continents. Wars, land-changing hands, religion, all of it happened over the past 10,000 years of civilization. You could see it carved upon the great mountain by the calm named Chrono. While details of specific events aren't listed, major milestones in the civilization's existence were forever recorded upon the pressed stone. This brings us to today. It is the 156th year of the 26th era. This era has been known as the Dragon's Shadow. The period is marked by unease of society placed under the burden of non-mortal rule. Dragons, mighty and powerful, have imposed their will against the world and have raised themselves up as heads of state. The large kingdoms that marked the 23rd and 24th eras are gone. Now city-states are the ruling political powers, and each is helmed by draconic interest. Corporations mingled with great mortal houses have helped to extend this power and use it to great profit. Below the houses and dragons are the invisible freemen, who are more capable of exploring their world, but are more easily forgotten and buried. The elfpunk and fantasy elements come from these great houses and their nobility. The magic that's fading and becoming a forgotten tool of the downtrodden. The races of Hume, Fae, and Dweller that serves as dividing lines between the caste. And the fear of the wilds and the creatures and beasts beyond the city walls. The cyberpunk and science fiction element comes from the corporate leaders helping to crush society hopes, the mesh network keeping the cities connected, the implants and digitalization adding more division and differences between mortal kind, and the desire to find the truth amongst all of the lies. It's a world where dragons use fire and tariffs to control vast corporations, where elven bloodlines guide vice presidents and committees, where those touched by ancient magic can be called heroes and offer television deals, where an orc can surrender her mortality to become a digital idol. This is just the surface. We have so much further to go as we explore Manta. Until tomorrow, bye-bye. Music for the series is from the album Under the Same Sun by Mr. Gelatin. The track is Hard Love. Music is provided by Magnetune.com.